And as we do each and every, what's today, Mario? Wednesday. Yeah, every Wednesday, just come back from holiday. So each and every Wednesday, we feature really cool bands. So we've had the likes of Watershed and a couple of other people here as well. But so cool to welcome the World of Birds with us at the moment.
Thank you for having us.
I just got to say, it just sounds like such a genre that's so much full of fun. And I'm sure these musos have so much fun when they're performing it. As a matter of fact, when they started listening to their own song, they were starting going, bopping and doing their thing. So today, this music segment, we'll be chatting to Nick and Ash. They join us in studio. And unfortunately, the rest of the band, Connor Paul McCartney and Benjamin Samuel McCarthy, couldn't make it in today. So Nicholas Preen and Ashley DeGee, I want to ask you if you related to anybody, they are joining us today. So a very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How long have you been in music? I mean, you guys look like you at an age that I wish I was. You look like you're really enjoying your lives. But just tell me your story and the story of this particular indie pop band.
Yeah, we've both been in music for a very long time, I think since school. Yeah. And that's about maybe like 6 to 10 years.
Yeah, I think.
We're different ages. Yeah, we started in two different projects. Myself, I was in a band called Albert. Mm. Ash was in a band, or is actually still a solo artist under the moniker Red Robin.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've only recently come together as the World of Birds. And we've been a band for about a year now, touring South Africa, releasing music. Got about 6 songs online. A debut album. That's where the boys are now. They're still in studio.
Okay.
So we split up. We came here and they're still working on the album.
Sharing the workload, which is a good thing to do. So I'm going to ask you the cliched same question you probably get asked by everybody. What's the World of Birds? Why that name?
The World of Birds. Ash, we practiced this in the car.
We practiced this in the car, but Nick is supposed to be the one to tell it because he chose his name with Connor, actually. Was it with Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was with Connor. Well, Nick's surname is Preen, which means to clean a bird.
Yes.
And there's also a place called the World of Birds.
Yeah.
Is it in Hout Bay?
I grew up in Hout Bay, yeah.
Be honest, you were in the World of Birds, checking things out, and you thought to yourself, I should start a new band.
That's it. Yep.
Exactly.
Got it down, Pat. Okay, wonderful. And your personal stories, before all of this, because we get to the music, right? It's always important to find out more about the people behind the band as well.
Sure.
So you were in school. I'm not going to ask if either of you were brilliant, particularly bright, got distinctions, extinctions, whatever they call it. But what pushed you in the direction of music? At what stage of your life?
Should I start?
Yeah, you go first.
Personally, it did start in high school. I was, all my friends played music.
Which school were you at?
I was at Camps Bay High.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool school, nice view, yeah?
Yes, that's the motto. I was at Camps Bay and all my closest friends played music and they were starting a band and the one person they were missing was a drummer. And, so I said, cool, I'll be the drummer. Went and bought some drums. Couldn't play. They obviously wanted
You're
to play.
You're kidding me.
They wanted to play shows like soon, and then I think they kicked me out like last minute when they were like, "Nick, you've got drums, but you can't play drums. You can't be in our band." And then ever since then, I was like, "You guys are gonna rue the day you kicked me out of this band." And yeah, ever since then, I've been playing music just in kind of revenge. Yeah. Not for the love, just revenge.
Apparently, you've turned Hollywood down as well because they wanted you to drum up a storm there. But okay, and it's wonderful that you've actually, and you know, it's the sort of thing they have in business as well. Just tell them you can do it and then figure out how to do it eventually. You eventually will learn, right? What about yourself, Ashley?
Yeah, I grew up around music. All of my family, my dad plays bass and drums and piano, and my mom sang in the worship team at church. So I grew up in church music. And I never told anyone at school that I played or sang. And then in grade 11, I decided to shock everyone and sing. Was that Bruno Mars' song, the famous one?
I just want to stay in my bed today.
Okay, not that one, but I sang a Bruno Mars song, and the whole school was like, "What? She can sing!" And then I was like, okay, maybe I should carry on doing the singing thing. And I started like trying to collaborate with DJs and producers and whatnot, just trying to write as much as I can, because I love songwriting. Yeah.
Are you all sort of interconnected? How did you all hook up, get together, you know, and start this band?
So Ash is actually from Durban.
Forgot to mention that.
She's just moved here to Cape Town.
Good move.
This month or this
better
year.
Weather.
Thank you.
2020. Yeah. The rest of us are all Cape Town boys, and we were touring through Durban, and Ash came to one of the shows, and we knew of her. We'd seen her stuff, and we were like, "Hey, we should do a track," which then led to us making a track called 2020. And then from there, we wrote one song thinking, cool, we've got our featured artist kind of thing. But then we just ended up writing like six more and then kind of looking at it like we can't have like featured artists
collaborating all the time. All you the might as well do something with
it. Might as well just have us all be one band. So that is, and Ash has just moved here. The rest of us have all quit our jobs. And,
What? Okay, so where are the parents in all of this, right? Do you have very supportive parents?
We have very supportive parents. Yeah.
I'm very blessed.
That was so cool. And you said your dad, actually, you said your dad's, and is your dad spending more time with Nick?
No. On the he's in Durban.
You must bring him down
here.
If he
was around, he would definitely be wanting to spend time teaching Nick how to play the drums.
So how would you describe your music for us? I mean, if you could, personify music if you can, what is it that you play? I mean, we've heard it, and it sounds really cool. But if you had to define it to anybody,
I think it's been labeled as indie pop. We want to kind of go the more pop way. We want to play commercial music, play it to as many people as possible. Not kind of be genre specific, almost a blend of all of them. And I think that's kind of what pop music is becoming.
And you get onto radio stations too, you see. Are you playlisted at all?
Yeah, we have. Mostly in other countries. We've got a lot of playlisting in Australia. But yeah, we are.
And South Africa, are we looking after you?
Yes. Yes, some of the stations are.
Which stations? You can mention it.
Cool. 5FM supports us quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've playlisted us. Ash?
Good Hope, no?
Yeah, Good Hope.
Good Hope plays you as well. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, this is the station. You can mention other stations in here. We don't mind. We do talk.
Yeah,
and
we
talk to musicians. Yes. It's not. And of course, we've got a lovely weekend music lineup as well. And where do you see yourselves in the next? I mean, in this day and age, you can't think about the next 10 years. You can only think about the next 2 or 3. Sure. But where do you see this going?
The big plan is to head over to Europe and stay there for, we kind of want to follow the summer. People like listening to music. Mm. There's a lot more events in the summer. We've just come off like a long tour up the East Coast now.
Yeah.
Playing a lot of events in the sun. And I think we need to kind of follow that around the world.
Yeah.
So Europe's our starting point this year. And we're going to try to get up there as soon as we can and kind of stay and then come
you
back.
Make enough money as a band to be able to do that?
Oh, no. No, no, no. We,
it's all big dreams.
We are saving a lot of money.
Working
very hard and doing a lot of other things on the side.
Mm-hmm. What are the sacrifices that you have to? Because, you know, people look at you and it's glamorous and it's like, oh, I want to be like that. What are some of the sacrifices that you need to make in order to continue, you know, just following your dream? Because it seems to be what you are doing, following your dream, right? It's not always glamour, not always...
No, of course. And it's also a full-time job. So we kind of... The big sacrifice is actually trying to hold other jobs because it's very date-specific, time-specific.
Mm. What do you guys do other than this?
I actually quit this year. I was working in marketing. But now, that's the thing because you can't really give your time to someone else. You have to be your own boss as a musician. Yeah.
That's why I was talking about the sacrifice, right? Because on the one hand, things you want to do, but is it related to your core purpose?
Yeah.
100%. And also because it's all so date specific, we've kind of given up the next 2 years of our life. There's no like holiday time because holiday time is when you need to tour.
Yeah.
In between that, you need to really go into studio and work so you can make those tours successful. See as many people as possible as quick as you can. So yeah,
sort of sacrifice stability in a sense.
Yes,
there's no stable income, there's no stable house. You live out of a suitcase for the last 3 months.
Yeah,
you sacrifice stability, I guess.
But that's a good skill. I'm calling it a skill. It's a good skill to have.
Sure.
We live in a world where everything is upside down. We don't know what's going to happen. Mm. Technology does that for us.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how? I think the people with the biggest challenges are the ones who want everything structured. Want to know what next year is going to bring.
It's as stressful as the life we're living right now, yeah.
I guess.
And how do your parents help you out behind the scenes? I mean, you phone Dad and go, listen, it's been a tough week. Can you please get us some Uber Eats?
No, I think...
We're too old now.
I think, we're adults. We're not in high school anymore. So
no, trust me, they are 30-year-olds that still ask their parents for Uber Eats. But anyway.
Yeah, I think our parents were all like, yeah, follow your dream, but it's your dream.
Yeah. Emphasis on the your.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to fund it.
Yeah.
No, I love it. Absolutely love it. What advice do you have for young people? Another cliched question, but I think everybody's got their own version of an answer because of your personal experience. Young people who have a dream, it might not be singing, right? It could be anything else, but they're too scared.
Hmm.
Starting out, I would say just do it. I think a lot of people get it in their own heads and think about it too long, and the longer you think about it, the more you stop yourself from doing it. And I think it's like another cliche back is just try and fail and do it again and again. Do it as much as you can. Play as many shows as you can. Really set yourself up for failure as quick as you can and as soon as you can, and just... Yeah, something
like
will
that.
Click. Yeah,
yeah, I agree. I guess don't be scared of failing. I think what stops people is fear, the fear of failing.
And ego, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who might not have made matric, as this discussion has had. And I think the advice from both Ashley and Nicholas is so pertinent. You're young enough to make those mistakes.
Yes,
we
exactly.
said it right at the beginning. Fail.
Yeah.
And to hell with anybody else who tries to make you feel bad about it. It's about getting up and moving forward and learning from, you know, what didn't go so lekker, actually.
Yeah, we're all losers. Happy losers. Yeah.
Well, it's great chatting to both of you. We normally have short chats, and I want to thank both of you for joining us. But just we've spoken about the two of you. What about old Paul McCartney? I mean, I never thought Paul McCartney would have joined your band, but let's talk a little bit about Connor and about Samuel as well.
Well, Samuel is the producer behind us, so he's now currently in the studio. He builds a lot of the tracks and things. Connor's parents, I'm still laughing at Paul McCartney. Connor, his parents named him well. He's actually the drummer, so I'm not actually the drummer, even though I started out playing drums. I quickly learned my friends were right, so I found different avenues. But he's a very good drummer. They're currently recording the drums now in studio, and they've got the same mindset as us. We're all kind of like in this together, follow the dream, make it happen while we can.
Well, you're going to be playing. It's not like you sort of going around knocking on little shop doors going, hey, can we sing to the drunk people? You're doing some really cool stuff. You're going to be at Up the Creek.
Exactly.
So just tell us where you're going to be over the next couple of months and how do we book?
Well, that's a big one. We're playing Up the Creek Music Festival in February, on the 6th of February, I think. We're playing Saturday on the river stage. That's what I love about that festival is they've got the river and you can play on a stage that looks out and the whole audience is just on lilos in the water splashing about.
That's phenomenal.
It's almost like your applause is just a lot of water. a lot of splashing. So we've got that coming up. We're going to do a national tour to support the album we're releasing in Feb as well. February's going to be a big month.
And corporates are always wanting to find people to play, and they've got money.
Of course, yeah.
So where do corporates contact you?
Corporates can contact us currently via our Instagram. I think our Instagram is the main point to everything. You can go
check the birds, Instagram.
Link in our bio, yeah.
Because I don't want to type Wilderbirds in Instagram, and then I'm in hard bay looking at birds.
Yeah.
So what's your Instagram handle?
Instagram handle is actually at the world of bird. There's no S. And it's funny, the World of Birds in Hound Bay don't actually have that Instagram handle. Some keen birder in Canada has the Instagram handle. I think it's some old tiny doesn't want to give it away.
Or charge you in pounds or dollars or whatever.
It's coming.
No.
So at the World of Bird, less the S,
So what we are going to do is play out with a song. Mario, what's it called again? I'm now totally lost my eyes.
It's 2020, I think.
2020. Now, yes. Tell us a bit about 2020 before we actually play out.
I think it's what we've kind of covered through this whole interview, just about like how giving it your all and following your dream. And 2020 was the year we were going to do it, yeah.
Yeah, it's also the first song we collaborated on.
First song Ash and I ever sang on together, yeah.
They sound so chilly. Listen to them, they're like, oh, no, we can do this. The one thing that you both and all four of you have come pre-built with is something called resilience, which is great.
Yeah.
Because not everybody's going to say yes to you.
No. No, they haven't already, yeah.
So we'll be playing out with, and by the way, if you've just tuned in, we are chatting to the World of Birds, the band. All right. And they're not really genre specific. They have fun, and they want you to have fun while they, you know, apply their trade, as it were. So here it is, 2020, as we thank them for joining us.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you. Out of the window, I saw a dark cloud heading toward me. I'm not used to thinking on my feet. Quick, close the window. Suddenly, I was certain that all I want is all I got. All I want is all I got. Out of the window, I saw a dark cloud heading toward me. I'm not used to thinking on my feet. Quick, close the window. Suddenly, I was certain that all I want is all I got.
That's what you mean. Love is love, uncertainty. If you could pick up on my daydreams, you would see you next to me. If only I could think a thought that didn't cross my mind with yours. Watch how we go down in history. In 2020, you might miss me.
Out of the window, I saw a dark cloud heading toward me. I'm not used to thinking on my feet. Quick, close the window. Suddenly, I was certain that all I all I got. All I want is all I got. And out of the window, I saw a dark cloud heading toward me. I'm not used to thinking on my feet. Quick, close the window. Suddenly, I was certain that all I want is all I got. All I want is all I got.
That you're making, is this vacation worth taking? I'm a lighthouse on the shore, I'm in need of your warm glow. Don't pretend like you're too busy. In 2020, you might miss me, girl.